So our story tells of a man who's completely helpless. He can't walk. He can't get anywhere by himself. And the only way he could get anywhere was if his friends carried him. So he's in a predicament. But he's got the blessing of wonderful friends, people who really, really care about him. And the news got around that Jesus was healing people. The Bible tells us that he healed a woman of a fever, he healed a man with leprosy. I mean, he's healing all over the place. He healed people with all kinds of diseases. And the man's friends said, let's take him to Jesus. Jesus can heal anything. He can heal our friend. So these four friends put him on a cot, and they carried him to what I believe was Peter's house, where some people had gathered to see Jesus. And it's a thick crowd. Everybody, I mean, the word is getting around, and Jesus is very popular, and they can't get to Jesus. So, now, like most houses in the first century, Peter's house is built with a flat roof, and there's either an outside staircase or a ladder, some way to get up on the roof. So they knew they had to get their friend in front of Jesus. So they go up to the roof, because there isn't a crowd up there, and in a moment of desperation, they tore the roof off and let him down with ropes right in front of Jesus. Can you imagine? Now, let me say right here that the most important thing that you can do in life is to get in front of Jesus, to get to Jesus, getting those you love to Jesus. Being in Jesus' presence offers peace, protection, security, hope, strength, the ability to overcome all kinds of hurdles. Okay, so maybe you're not paralyzed, but all of us have our own set of limitations, right? Some of my limitations include anxiety, regret, fear, addiction to sugar. I've been lucky in my life to have people who care about me enough to have brought me, proverbial cot and all, to Jesus. They held the ropes, so to speak. And a new school year is about to begin. I mean, we're just standing on the edge of it. No matter where you go to school or what grade you're in, you are not going to make it alone. We need help. You need people to hold the ropes for you so that you can succeed in school. So there were four people that carried their friend, and they had four ropes that lowered him down in front of Jesus. Now let's think about those four ropes. The first rope is held by your teachers. The last 2 weeks have been exciting for them because they've probably all gotten in their classrooms and gotten their classrooms ready, and maybe even for the younger students have taped their names down to their desks, and they're thinking about this coming year and getting excited about it. And they are putting together everything you need to be successful. They really do want you to succeed. If you look good and you do well in school, it makes them look good. It makes them look like they're doing their job. And all of them, every single one of those teachers, I guarantee you, are praying for a really good class of students. Now, sometimes you might wonder why they ask you to do a certain kind of assignment or ask you to do it in a certain way. My daughter is constantly saying, where am I ever going to need geometry? But they have a reason. They have a reason for this. You might think that work is too difficult for you. Yeah, well, that's because they keep raising the bar. Don't be afraid to ask your teachers for help. They want you to take steps to learn new things, to advocate for yourself, to ask questions so that you can move on to more difficult things. You might not like some of the rules they have for the classroom, but those rules help you get your studies done right. When I was in school, one of the rules was that you couldn't have a Walkman in class. We had to have really big pockets if we were going to try to hide this Walkman. A little easier these days to camouflage that. But yes, no Walkmans. No Walkmans. Or sometimes they would, you know, let us have the Walkman and take the tape out. Well, you have a great opportunity to learn. Proverbs 3:13 tells us, "Happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding." God wants us to learn about the world that God has made. Teachers can help us do that, and they will be there holding that rope. The second rope is held by your parents or family members. Sometimes kids forget how important family is. Family provides you with food and clothes and a place to live. They can help you make good decisions. They can encourage you in your schoolwork. Unfortunately, in some cases, this particular rope has gotten a bit frayed and frazzled. It's an important rope. We as parents and grandparents and families are called on to teach our children about all kinds of things, like speaking words and sentences and tying their shoes and how to cross the street and how to stand up to bullies and how to fill out a resume and about their sacred worth, and God's love for them. And while we're holding that rope, we're also holding a whole bunch of other ropes at the same time. So first, let me say congratulations for all you've done so far. It's not easy, and we are not perfect. But let me encourage you as parents and grandparents and families. Let me encourage you to do everything you can to strengthen this rope. Even when it's frayed. The Bible puts a great deal of emphasis on this role. I know for me personally, this rope could stand some strengthening. Being divorced from Hannah's dad makes communication tricky. I realize that I struggle, especially right now, with knowing exactly how to navigate keeping my child safe on social media. It's tough. It's a tough rope. The third rope is the rope that your friends hold. Our friends are really, really important in school, right? A friend is someone who makes you a better person. Proverbs 27 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend." Each of you makes the other a better person. And as I look back at my friends that I had in school, if I would have sorted them like that, if I would have thought about what exactly the qualifications for friends are, I would have probably had far fewer friends, but far more valuable ones. I had friends sometimes who encouraged me to make poor choices. Those really aren't friends. And they certainly aren't looking after your best interest. Choose your friends carefully. Friends have a lot of influence, not just when you're a kid, but as you grow throughout your whole life, friends have a lot of influence. Be the kind of friend that you want others to have. The fourth rope is the one that the church holds. This is a special place where we come together and we build each other up and we help one another to look at Jesus Christ and we encourage each other to go out and tell people about this wonderful salvation that we have. The church helps you face life's problems. It also helps you strengthen your faith. It helps you learn who Jesus is and how to follow him. It helps you find ways to serve God. And it tells you about how to gain eternal salvation for our souls. And ultimately, it teaches us about love. Without this rope, you wouldn't have the spiritual grounding that you need in your life. You wouldn't know where to turn when you get discouraged or when you bump up against a problem, and trust me, you will. You will. The church becomes your second family. That's what this is. This is a family of faith, an ever-widening circle of love. This is an important time. God gave us the ability to learn and grow. We have schools that we are able to attend. Not everybody in this world does. We have schools. We have transportation to get us there. We have dedicated teachers. We kind of have it made. This school year, may all of your ropes be held in strength and love. Amen.